Saint-Emilion, Brunet Gate and Panorama Over the Valley. Built circa 1200, like the rest of the town walls, Brunet Gate is the only remaining out of the town's original seven. The gate had a barbican at the front, built on a block of rock in the middle of the moat. Recently uncovered remains provide some idea of what it must have looked like. A few rare old texts and drawings describe similar defences in front of the town's other gates. During the Hundred Years' War, this part of the town wall was reinforced by the so-called watchtower. This modest construction then had three main functions: keeping watch over access to Brunet Gate, keeping an eye on access to Bouquet Gate further down, and offsetting part of the difference in level between the upper and lower town along the town's fortified wall. The ground floor of this tower gave directly onto the top of the wall, which ran down to Bouquet Gate. A little below Brunet Gate, the Fongabon Valley was occupied from the Middle Ages onwards by Cazaux, the Gascon name for gardens, belonging to Saint-Emilion inhabitants. Still, in the mid-20th century, hundreds of small plots of land stretched out on the other side of the stream. But today, only a few vegetable gardens recall this historical presence. The stream drove no less than five water mills located over no more than 700 metres and a half a mile of river between Bouquet Gate and La Gaffelière to the south. The Biguet, Saint-Georges, Pala, Andron and Sargol mills, which were still in operation in the 19th century. It was also in the rock shelters along the banks of the Fongabon that the oldest vestiges of human presence in Saint-Emilion region were discovered, dating back 14,000 years. The bones of saiga antelope and bison which were found there are the remains of the local fauna which lived there during the last ice age.